Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mindy Tucker, TriDelta's VP of Marketing and Communications and Managing Editor of the award-winning Trident Magazine. We are so excited to be celebrating our summer sisterhood right now. While it's not the summer everybody expected to have, as TriDelta, we're taking this time to connect virtually with all of our sisters. We just had two incredible events, Lead Online and our convention, Focus 2020, our first ever virtual convention, and we have a lot more in store this summer. In our podcast, we're continuing to provide powerful and engaging programming to all of our sisters at every age and stage of membership. And this new series of our podcasts is really fun for me. It focuses on our distinguished Deltas, women who are trailblazers in government, business, entertainment, healthcare, nonprofits, the list goes on. We love sharing their stories and being inspired by them, and we're glad to be able to showcase what makes these Deltas so distinguished. With us today is a passionate financial executive who contributes her vast professional talents toward the greater good and advancement of Native American tribes. Joining us is Lacey Horn, one of my Theta Kappa chapter sisters from SMU, Pony Up. Lacey is currently the CEO of Native Advisory LLC, where she serves tribal leaders as a strategic and financial consultant. She recently served as treasurer of the Cherokee Nation, of which she is a citizen, where she oversaw the tribe's growing budget, helped upgrade the tribe's bond rating, promoted financial disclosure and transparency, and received excellence in financial reporting awards from the Government Finance Officers Association. In 2015, Lacey was appointed to the U.S. Department of Treasury's Tribal Advisory Committee that was established to advise on taxation of Native Americans, the training of IRS field agents, and training and technical assistance to Native American financial officers. She's also the chairwoman of the Board for Native American Rights Fund, the oldest and largest legal organization devoted to protecting the rights of Native American tribes and people. And if that wasn't enough, the Native American Finance Officers Association selected Lacey as their Executive of the Year in 2014. She appeared in Oklahoma Magazine's 40 Under 40 list in 2012, and in 2017, she was named one of SMU's Emerging Leaders, a distinguished award given to one young alumna each year. Lacey, thank you so much for being awesome and for joining us today on Let's Talk TriDelta.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor.
So I'm so excited to talk with you about the work that you do today, not only for your own tribe, but just for Indian country in general. Why did you step into that work? How did you get started in that? What sort of made you want to pursue that?
So from a very early age, I knew that I wanted to work for my tribe. My mother, she's a nurse practitioner. She worked for Cherokee Nation for 30 years. And that's what I grew up with at the dinner table. She was always talking about her work and the impacts that she was making. She has a gift for healing our people. Not only could she connect with the patient and make them and help them feel well, but she was also very persistent about bettering the overall state of healthcare for Cherokees. And it was her work and her example that made me realize that I wanted to find my own gifts and serve our people too.
I love that that came from your mom. What a great example she set.
Yes. And it was also from her that I knew that I would never be a healthcare professional because that's not my inherent skill set. You know, I always say that, you know, blood and guts is just not my thing. So instead, my gifts were in understanding financial matters and strategy. And I like to think holistically about the big picture. I think about the future and how decisions affect us positively or negatively. And I like to innovate outside the box, just either changing up the game or creating a whole new one. And I like to take things that are complicated financially and break it down and communicate it in simple ways to move projects forward. So you can say that I know how to get things done and how to pay for them.
I love that. I love that. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there right now thinking you knew you weren't a healthcare person, but they're all thinking, wow, I'm not a math person. And I'm so impressed with this woman who is. So it's good that we all find our gifts and know how to step into those, I guess.
Yeah. So when the opportunity arose to go to work for my tribe, to serve as treasurer for the Cherokee Nation, I took that opportunity and I served 8 years honorably, and we had some incredible financial results during that time. And so now I'm blessed and honored to be sharing those gifts and skills with other tribes because they want to advance their people and their efforts too. And so overall, this is just very important work for me because when one tribe advances, all tribes advance. As a Native woman, it's my way of giving back to both honoring my ancestors upon whose shoulders I stand upon, as well as paying forward an investment to future generations.
I love that. I love the way you put that. It's inspiring to hear you talk about it and to see that you're getting to use your gifts in that way. So for our Distinguished Delta series, we've been asking all of our recipients the same few questions about their professions and their lives. First question I have for you is a reflection. What do you consider your most important accomplishment?
So my biggest accomplishment is in seeing myself and understanding myself through my own lens and not through the lens of anyone else's expectations, criticisms, judgments, you know, whatever that is. Because I know what I'm good at and I know what I love to do. I also know what I don't like to do and what I'm not good at. And having this level of self-awareness, I feel reflection is not egotistical. It just makes sense to understand who we are and where we can be of service. I like to say I wouldn't buy a new car and not know how to turn on all the tech in it to make it more fun and comfortable to drive. So it's the same thing with the wiring of my brain, same thing with the passions in my heart. You know, if I'm being the person and doing the things that the creator, that God sent me here for, then that's the accomplishment that I'm, that's all the accomplishment that I need really.
You know, that's such a healthy confidence to hear in a woman. And I think a lesson for really an inspirational lesson for all of us. What do you think enables you to do that? What do you think enables you to have that healthy confidence? Was there a point in time when you developed it? Was there a turning point, or you think you've just sort of grown it over time?
You know, most of us have been through some level of skills analysis, you know, the skills finder, you know, those just formalized testing. And so, you know, I've done all that too, but I've just taken it deeper. And in taking myself through this, you know, analysis, if you will, it allows me to have that secure sense of self, which then allows accomplishments and wins just to come naturally because I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing and wins just happen. When losses happen, which I definitely have losses, when those happen, those aren't a death blow defeat. They're simply a learning experience.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that's a good lesson for us, a really good lesson for us. So when we think about the skills and talents that we learn in our profession and how lots of those came from our collegiate experience, not only in class, but also through our Tri-Delta experience, when you reflect back, how do you think Tri-Delta set you up for success? What did you learn as part of your Tri-Delta experience that helped you become the woman you are today?
So my experiences with Tri-Delta that set me up for success, I mean, my first immediate answer is obviously sisterhood. I mean, I really loved my sisters, both those that I went to school with at SMU, as well as those that I've met later on from other schools after college. You know, my sisters at SMU, you know, we had the highest grades on campus. We were super driven. I spent hundreds, if not thousands of hours with my pledge sisters in the library studying. So they definitely set me up for success with a very high GPA. Mm-hmm. And then I also was given a couple of opportunities to learn and hone my own innate skill sets. During my sophomore year, I served as the Panhellenic delegate for Tri-Delta. And that was really my first training in diplomacy and solution making for the greater good. And then during my junior year, I served on nominations committee, which enabled me to see the whole Office Seeks the Member philosophy play out. I was able to use my ability to see my sisters for who they are and their own gifts and their leadership abilities and help to place them in roles that I knew would advance and enhance our chapter. So I would say sisterhood, academic rigor, and opportunities to learn are areas that definitely set me up for success later in life.
Yeah, I love that. I think that mirrors a lot of what people, you know, we talk about the different experiences that you have in officer positions or leadership roles. But when you pair it with that sisterhood, it makes it really special, I think.
That's right. And you're going through a similar growth process at a very important, pivotal time in your life. So, you know, I was able to, you know, go through a lot of learning experiences with them and have others to lean on.
Right. Okay. Our final question goes to think back to your 20-year-old self and think about yourself now, or think of a collegiate sister that might be in school now. What advice would you give her? What advice would you go back and give your 20-year-old self, or what would you give a current collegian who's a Tri-Delta?
Ooh, so when I was 20, I was living in the Panhellenic house at SMU. You know that, Mindy. Yeah.
So, right.
So yeah, so the Panhellenic House at SMU is a sorority house where girls of several different sororities live together in the house. And so definitely a very, very interesting period of time. Also because when I was 20, that was 2001 when we experienced the attacks of 9/11.
Okay.
Yeah. So we all had to really lean on each other during that time too. It was a very difficult period of time and very different from what's happening now, but I know exactly the kind of world change that's going on for 20-year-olds right now. And I would probably say to them and say to myself, if I could, to focus on you and how you can be of service to both yourself and to others. You know, diving into your studies, don't let these events get you behind in your classes. You can and should continue on, even if the classes are online. I don't know how I would personally be handling that, but education is just so important, and it will be very important in the future. You know, as far as courses are concerned, I would find ways to further my own passions as well as learn where I might have blind spots. I might have weaker skill sets, and then I'll use the Tridelt, brave, bold, and kind. Find ways to be brave, bold, and kind every day. Kind, especially to yourself, because we're all experiencing loss, grief, fear, and just not letting those emotions shape how we show up in the world.
I love the idea that, you know, you've got some perspective to look back on a major international event that happened while you were in college. And then looking at what's going on today, I do imagine there's a lot of college students who they're sort of stopped in their tracks thinking, what do I do now? What do I do now? And I love the advice of just keep going.
That's right.
Don't let it derail you. It might look different. You know, all of our chapters are having to look at the fall with the prospect of things just being different for a little bit. You know, I think we all hope they just keep going and they stick with it, and we're all going to come out the other end. We know that. So
that's right. I mean, the world will continue. It will be different, but you know, finding those ways to cross-sect and connect your intelligence and your newfound awareness and live our lives in an entirely new way. It doesn't have to be a negative.
Right, right. Well, Lacey, this has been a great conversation. I think you have so much to offer in your perspective. How can listeners find out a little bit more about you and the work that you do?
They can find me on my website, Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y, horn.com. And I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Well, I encourage everybody to go check those out and get to know Lacey a little bit better. Thank you so much for being with us, Lacey. I'm so glad that you were able to join us today. I hope all of our members and families are remaining safe as we stay connected during the Summer of Sisterhood. Stay tuned. As I said, we have a lot more exciting events coming this summer that you'll want to participate in. You can find out more information about those on our website at tridelta.org. If there's any additional topics you'd like to hear about, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. Please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. We love those 5-star ratings. Thanks for talking Tridelta with us today. Join us next time. Stay safe and bring you.